everybody, welcome to the Free Thinkers Aloud podcast. I'm your host, Marcos, and today I'm going to talk about a little bit about questioning your faith, and if you have questions about Christianity in particular, because that's what I know. I'm going to talk a little bit about my journey and the mental process that I went through, and at the end I'm gonna kind of show you where I'm at now. So this journey started about 5 years ago. I was in this stream called I guess you would call it like the Glory Movement or the Drunken Glory Movement. Different names for it. And it was great. I was having a lot of fun hanging out with a lot of people. There was a lot of love. And man, I would, looking back on it now, I would say it was probably one of the greatest times of my life. I met a lot of special people that I'm still friends with today. Met musicians, some ministers, some artists, and just day-to-day people that were really amazing within that context. And I'll kind of get into that a little bit later, if I remember. I'm just spitballing here, so I'm going off the cuff. So when that whole movement was in its crescendo, I started noticing a few things that I didn't like. One of the main speakers, won't mention any names, but I felt like the main core message of this guy, he was about bringing people into the reality of the supernatural. And it was really amazing. And then I started noticing that there was a lot of other stuff starting to come in to this kind of movement that was could be considered by some to be like a kind of a hyper grace message, you know. And I saw it within the ministers and with the participators a lot. I didn't notice some of the character flaws back then, because kind of when you're in the moment, you kind of tend to overlook things, even though they're blatant red flags. You kind of just overlook them, you know. So skipping ahead a little bit forward, I got discouraged from just seeing a lot of fakery going on in there, including for myself. You know, I guess maybe I was trying to fit in, or I was trying to seem more spiritual or what have you. But in the long run, that didn't work for me, you know, because I definitely wasn't being myself. Even though I was having a lot of fun, it wasn't me. So within the midst of all of that, I kind of started drawing away from that movement in particular. And what that movement kind of brought me out of was a lot of religiosity. Is that a word? Religiosity. And so it was hard to kind of draw back into that, because you know you tend to always kind of default to something that you've always known. But that that message kind of almost like shattered everything that I knew before about Christianity and works and grace. You know, it was certainly a lot of good, and it changed my mind and my mentality about the nature of God. So when I left that, I kind of felt like I had nowhere to go. I felt like it was like I was in no man's land for a while. So I got really discouraged, didn't feel like I really fit in with that crowd anymore. And I certainly didn't fit in with the crowd that I left. So I was kind of unsure of where to go. So to make a long story longer, I got into firearms and I kind of did away with spirituality altogether. Not all the way, but for the most part, I just wanted to concentrate on enjoying nature and life. And so I got into firearms training and I became pretty good at it. I was doing a lot of hiking back then, got into a lot of outdoorsy stuff. And then I started listening to a lot of different philosophers and people with different trains of thought than that I currently knew, because I was kind of looking for some guidance, I would say. So as I started listening to different podcasts and got into more scientific things, I kind of started to question the nature of what I believed as far as spirituality and Christianity in particular. So I decided that I was going to just forget everything that I learned, all the fundamentals of Christianity, the salvation, the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I kind of just did away with everything that I believed. And I had to start fresh. And I started in a way that was more akin to the scientific method, where I just needed evidence for everything that I believed, right? And to a certain extent, I'm still that way. If there's anything in my box and my treasure of belief systems, that it was going to absolutely have to prove itself to me before I even considered believing it. And in other episodes, I'll get into more details about what these things are. But time and time again, these things were beginning to get proven to me. And I found that certain things that I believed in the past were not true. And other things were actually solidified within me. And I still have a lot of questions about spirituality and Christianity and other religions. And the spiritual universalism of humanity. Because I'm finding that there's a lot of waypoints between different religions and different spiritual practices that in some regards kind of lead back to the same place. And that place is that we are all one. We are unified as a human race, and that the ultimate goal of humanity is to love and to serve each other. Now, if you are in Christianity, you would say, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But also, if you're into Hinduism, that might actually kind of make sense to you as well. And some of the New Age practices kind of have that same vein of the frame of thought. And that's something that I can't ignore, you know. So that leaves me with certain questions, you know. Is Christianity the only way to come to these conclusions? By evidence, empirical or anecdotal, I am seeing that people come to these conclusions apart from Christianity. And they're coming to the same kind of conclusions that you would have in Christianity. And there's a friend of mine that I want to get on the podcast. He's kind of been on the same road as well. He's also a musician. And I want to talk to him on air about some of the things that he believes now, because some of his friends are also some of my friends. And I already have a podcast, which was my second podcast, with the frontman of Into the Pacific, Esteban Warren. And he was part of that same movement, and he was probably as close as to that movement as anyone that I know. So that's a good, if you haven't heard that episode, it's my second episode. It's a really good episode to listen to. I kind of want to encourage you guys that if you are thinking about the same thing, thinking if your ideals are true and are only true, or are they true for different practices, for different religions, for different framework of thought, in some ways I find that to be true, and in other ways I don't, because of, like I said, the evidence that's been presented to me in my journey through life, and the things that I've seen happen through prayer, through dedication, through meditation, through different ideas within different streams of Christianity. One thing that Joe Rogan said that kind of struck me as somewhat insightful. He said that if God really exists, then he certainly is not held by a monopoly by a group of people. You know, if he really wants himself known, that he will reveal himself in many different ways to many to many different people of different religions. You know, there's near-death experiences that I've heard where people do meet Jesus, and they meet angels, and they meet different people that they've known in the past. And then there's other near-death experiences that I've also heard that they mention nothing of Jesus, but they do mention what some people call the source. It's like the source of life, the source of creation, the source of the cosmos, or what have you. That only leaves me with more questions, but questions that I am, up until this point, comfortable not knowing, because I always feel like the answers that I always want, they always come to me because I seek them out. I align myself spiritually, mentally, and physically to receive those answers in the way that I actually need to hear them. So in future episodes, I'm going to be interviewing people that have come along the same path and have the same framework of a heart journey through the spiritual quandaries that we kind of, we all have, you know, everybody has. I have Muslim friends who have these same type of questions, you know, and in the past, I think I would have been a bit more astute into proclaiming that I knew the truth and not really delivering that with love. Whereas now I am, even the truths that I hold to be true to me and universally true, if I don't speak those truths in love, then they don't even matter, really. None of it really matters, because I'm missing the whole point of being human, and that's to love. So it doesn't matter what religion, denomination, sexuality, ideals, philosophy, my goal, my objective, my mission is to love people no matter where they're at, no matter how much they know, no matter how much I know more than them or they know more than I. And that's been difficult for me in the past because I like being right. But anybody that is in a relationship knows that sometimes you have to give up being right for the sake of the relationship, the friendship, the kinship. And I'm starting to realize more and more that those things are much more important than the information that's coming out of your face, that you have a conviction in your heart that is correct. The noises that come out of your mouth are not as important as the frequency that emanates from your heart. And I think people accept or reject that much more. I want to encourage you guys to stay on the track, even through this quarantine that we're currently experiencing. There's a lot of thinking time right now, a lot of thinking space. So use it wisely. Don't let this time of possible contemplative prayer go to waste. As always, if you guys have any weird, and believe me, you're not going to surprise me, if you have weird or crazy or insightful or whatever kind of questions, hit me up on Instagram at the Free Thinkers Aloud podcast, and I'll have all of the links in the show notes below. Thanks, everybody. Peace.